Hi everyone and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today I'll be talking about backing up Microsoft Hyper-V virtualized servers. Many companies incorporate Microsoft Hyper-V virtualized servers into their data backup environments. But what are the challenges associated with this? What are the different approaches used to back up Hyper-V servers? And how does backing up Hyper-V servers differ from VMware servers? Here to help answer these questions is W. Curtis Preston, Executive Editor at TechTarget and Independent Backup Expert. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, what are some of the challenges associated with backing up Microsoft Hyper-V virtualized servers?
Well, I'd say the biggest challenge really is that, sort of the predominance of VMware, that you will generally run into the occasional blank stare when you ask someone from your backup software company about Hyper-V, and they'll be like, you mean VMware? No, Hyper-V, right? Mm-hmm. But Hyper-V is certainly increasing its market share, and actually I think backup and recovery is at least a small reason why that's the case. But I think that's part of the, it's one of the biggest things that you run into. The other challenges are just the same challenges that you have with VMware, which is basically the laws of physics, that you've taken 20 physical servers and you've put them inside one physical server. And so you've got all this data that needs to be moved around for the purposes of backup and recovery, and it's, can only go through one server. That's pretty much the main challenge that you've got to deal with there.
Okay. So can you outline some of the different approaches to backing up Hyper-V? For example, what's the difference between host-based and agent-based?
So agent-based is the most common method for backing up virtual servers in general, which is basically you put an agent in each of the virtual machines and you kind of put your head in the sand and pretend that everything's physical. And that gives you a lot of benefits where, you're able to backup databases and things using the same agents that you're used to. So really, the biggest advantage to that approach is familiarity. The other approach is looking at the actual Hyper-V server, which in this case is just a Windows server, right? It's just a Windows server, just like any other Windows server. It's not quite the same as Hyper-V, as VMware, where there's this whole other world where Hyper-V is running in its own little world, and you don't have a host to connect to. In this case, it is a Windows host, and you can talk to it like any other Windows host, but if you want to connect and back up those VMs outside of the VM world, right, sort of talking to them as files, then you need to interface with their infrastructure that's been put in place, mainly VSS, so that you can get good backups of the VMs. And, any backup product that interfaces with Hyper-V should be able to do that.
Okay. And are there specific things you need to enable in Hyper-V to ensure backup performance and effectiveness? So can you discuss VSS and Hyper-V integration services?
Yeah, so VSS is the biggest thing that needs to be enabled. And because VSS, which is Volume Shadow Services, is the overall sort of infrastructure that allows a backup app to quiesce first an application such as Exchange or SQL Server, and then second the file system upon which that application is storing its data. And so when a backup app wants to back up a virtual machine that is inside Hyper-V, it needs to connect to the Hyper-V integration services, which talk to VSS. VSS then talks to the VSS writers, which are each application has its own VSS writer. And it does the right thing, as I say, for each application, which differs, with all the different applications, what is the right thing for that. And which generally means that it's going to halt writes and that sort of thing. And then once that's all been done and all of the writers have communicated that they've done their job, then VSS is going to create a snapshot or a shadow copy, as it's called, of the volumes that are part of that VM, and at which point it then turns around and tells the backup app that it can back up that snapshot. And then once that snapshot has been completed, or the backup has been completed, the snapshot can be released, and if the backup app used the right backup type, then the backup, the applications will be notified via their writers that a backup was just taken and that they can then do the right thing after the backup, which typically means that they're going to truncate their transaction log so that you've got a nice clean system after the backup.
Okay. So how does Hyper-V backup differ from backing up VMware servers?
VMware, so everything I just described about VSS needs to happen in VMware. Unfortunately, it does not. VMware, first off, a couple of things. They only talk to the application writers, the application VSS writers in Windows 2003. And they do not, remember how I said, if they use the proper backup type, the applications will then do things like truncate their logs. Well, VMware chose not to use the VSS backup type. It uses VSS copy. And basically it's saying, you know, it's telling VSS and the applications that I am pausing, you know, the writes and such. I'm creating a snapshot in order to create a copy of the data. I'm not creating a backup. I'm just creating a copy. And because it's telling VSS that it's just creating a copy, VSS does not truncate the logs, because you wouldn't do that if you're just making a copy of the data. You would only do that if you're making a backup. And so the concept is the same, but it's not as full of an implementation as what Hyper-V does. So the summary is, it only talks to the applications in Windows 2003. It does not talk to them at all in Windows 2008, which means, by the way, that you're creating what's called a crash-consistent copy, and which means that if you restore the VM from that backup, the application is going to have to go through a crash recovery process in order to bring the application to a consistent point. That's why it's called crash consistent, because it's as consistent as a crash, which frankly is a phrase that scares the heck out of me. And so I don't like that idea at all. So if you're not running Windows 2003, you're only getting a crash consistent copy of the apps. And even if you are running Windows 2003, you're not doing the step of truncating the log. So summary statement is that Hyper-V's implementation of VSS, and therefore host-based centralized backups without having to put agents in the servers, is much more advanced in Hyper-V than it is in VMware.
Okay. Now, what are some of the benefits or drawbacks of using Microsoft Data Protection Manager to back up Hyper-V servers instead of a third-party backup software product?
So DPM is essentially a near CDP product. It is snapshots and replication. Not everybody uses the term near CDP, but I do. It's close to CDP. CDP is like, truly continuous, whereas near CDP is something like once an hour. The idea is, first off, it fully integrates with everything I described about the VSS implementation available in Windows and Hyper-V, for obvious reasons, right? It's put out by Microsoft. So that's the first advantage, is that you can be assured of complete integration, and you know that they're going to talk to all the VSS writers and anything that they need to do. And then the second thing is that when you compare it to traditional third-party backup apps, those are traditional full and incremental backup apps. Even when we look at TSM, which offers a progressive incremental feature, it does that only for file systems. When we look at doing backups of databases and applications inside VMs, VMware also does full and incremental backups like everybody else. So when you compare it to the typical backup app, the typical backup app is going to create full and incremental backups. DPM, the only thing it does each time you create a snapshot is that it transfers the bytes that have changed from the snapshot that was taken previously. And so it's a very incremental forever, block-level incremental forever technology. And so that's the biggest thing, I think, is that it should have very little impact on the performance of Hyper-V and its VMs. And then the other being that, you know, there should be very tight integration, obviously, with Windows because it's, you know, being made by Microsoft.
Now, if you're using a third-party backup software tool, what are the specific challenges you need to consider with that?
I'd say the biggest thing is just making sure that it fully integrates with VSS. Make sure that it's talking to all the VSS writers. The ones that sort of hang out, you know, everybody's going to want to talk to Exchange and SQL Server, right, and maybe SharePoint. But what about Active Directory and some of the other? There are several other smaller VSS writers that aren't as popular. And then what about Oracle? Oracle is also present. Are there other applications that are present in the VMs? And do they have, you know, the first thing is, do they have a VSS writer? That's true for everybody, by the way, just making sure that they have a VSS writer. And then the second is my backup app talking to all the VSS writers? So, you know, the proper way for a backup app to behave is actually to do a metadata query of VSS. And VSS says, here is, you know, a list of all of the VSS writers that I have, and then it should then talk to each of those VSS writers that it discovers during that process. And so hopefully it's able to discover all those, and then hopefully it's able to then talk to them so that each of the VSS writers can do the right thing. These are all things that you simply have to verify with documentation and testing.
Right. Okay, thank you for all those answers, Curtis.
Okay.
And for more information on backing up Hyper-V virtualized servers, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.